Page 7. Green and white, blue and white, and brown and white signs are used to provide helpful information. The green sign is used to provide destination types of information, while the blue sign is used to inform regarding motorist services. The brown sign is used to advise of historical or cultural interests that might exist in the area. Orange and black and pink and black signs are used to advise and warn in construction, orange, and incident, pink areas. They are used with black and white signs that convey regulations that might exist only because of the construction effort or the incident. Sign shapes. Left column, first and second pictures. Octagon, stop. This eight-sided shape always means stop. You must come to a complete stop at the sign, stop line, pedestrian crosswalk, or curb. Wait for any vehicle or pedestrian to clear the way. At some intersections, you'll find a sign beneath the stop sign that reads all way or four way. At these intersections, all vehicles on all roads leading into the intersection must stop. If you get to the intersection at the same time as other vehicles, the driver on the left must yield to the driver on the right. Third and fourth pictures. Triangle, yield. You must slow down as you come to the intersection. Be prepared to stop. Let any vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists safely pass before you proceed. Fifth and sixth pictures. Rectangle, regulatory, or guide. Vertical signs generally give instructions or tell you the law. Horizontal signs may give directions or information. Seventh picture, diamond, warning. These signs warn you of special conditions or hazards ahead. Slow down and drive with caution. Be ready to stop. Eighth and ninth pictures, pentagon, school zone, school crossing. This five-sided shape marks school zones and warns you about school crossings. Signs may display horizontal lines indicating the point at which a crosswalk exists. Two signs may be used together to show the actual location of the crosswalk.
Right column, first picture. Regulatory or guide signs inform you of the law. You must obey their instructions. Remember that a red circle with a slash means no. The symbol inside the circle tells you what is prohibited. Second picture, speed limit. These signs tell you the maximum legal speed that you may drive on the road where the sign is posted when weather conditions are good. During rain, snow, and ice, you may receive a ticket for driving too fast for the conditions, even if you are driving at or less than the posted speed limit. Third and fourth pictures. Do not enter. Wrong way. These signs mean you cannot drive in that direction. If you drive past these signs, you are going in the wrong direction and could get into a head-on crash with vehicles headed your way. Cautiously turn around. Fifth and sixth pictures. One way. Traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Seventh picture. No left turn. Left turns are against the law. In Virginia, U-turns are considered as two left turns and are illegal if this sign is posted. Eighth picture, no right turn. Right turns are illegal. Do not make a right turn when you see this sign. Ninth picture, no U-turn. U-turns are illegal. Do not make a U-turn when you see this sign. Tenth picture, no turn on red. You may not turn on the red light. Wait for the signal to turn green. 11th picture. Do not pass. This sign marks the beginning of a no-passing zone. You may not pass cars ahead of you in your lane, even if the way is clear. Page 8. Left column. First picture. Left turn yield on green. This sign is used with a traffic signal. It tells you that the traffic turning left at a green light does not have the right-of-way and must yield to traffic coming from the other direction. Stop and look for oncoming traffic, then proceed with caution. Second picture. Keep right. A traffic island, median, or barrier is ahead. Keep to the side indicated by the arrow. third and fourth pictures. Lane use control. These signs are used where turns are required or where special turning movements are permitted for specific lanes. Traffic in the lane must turn in the direction of the arrow. Fifth picture. High occupancy vehicle. These signs indicate lanes reserved for buses and vehicles with a driver and one or more passengers as specified on the sign. Sixth picture. Disabled parking. Parking spaces marked with these signs are reserved for people with disabled parking permits.
Warning signs alert you to possible hazards ahead. Slow down and watch for other signs or signals that may follow. Seventh picture. Advisory speed. This sign indicates the maximum safe speed for a highway exit. Eighth picture. Reduce speed limit ahead. Prepare to reduce your speed. The speed limit is changing ahead. Picture 9. Signal ahead. Traffic signals are ahead. Slow down and be ready to stop. Right column, first picture. No passing zone. This sign marks the beginning of a no passing zone. You may not pass cars ahead of you in your lane, even if the way is clear. Second picture, merge. Two lanes of traffic moving in the same direction are about to become one. Drivers in both lanes are responsible for merging safely. Third picture, lane reduction. The right lane ends soon. Drivers in the right lane must merge left when space opens up. Drivers in the left lane should allow other vehicles to merge smoothly. Fourth picture, divided highway begins. The highway ahead is split into two separate roadways by a median or divider, and each roadway is one way. Keep right. Fifth picture, divided highway ends. The highway ahead no longer has a median or divider. Traffic goes in both directions. Keep right. Sixth picture, roundabout. These signs indicate a circular intersection with an island in the center is ahead. Also called rotaries or traffic circles, these intersections may have one or more lanes. Entering traffic must yield the right-of-way to traffic already in the circle. Seventh picture, slippery when wet. When pavement is wet, reduce your speed. Do not brake hard or change direction suddenly. Increase the distance between your car and the one ahead of you. Eighth picture, low clearance sign. The overpass ahead has a low clearance. Do not proceed if your vehicle is taller than the height shown on the sign. Ninth picture, hill. A steep grade is ahead. Check your brakes. Tenth picture, deer crossing. Deer cross the roadway in this area. Slow down, be alert, and be ready to stop.